Netanyahu has a different idea. His idea is we captured the Palestinian lands in 1967 and we're never going to give them back. So we're just going to rule over the Palestinians. He says we're going to keep the land. There will be resistance, Hamas, Hezbollah, other militant resistance. What will we do about it? You can't really fight the terrorists, he says. You have to fight the states that back the terrorists.
And Iran is the central one in his mind.
But interestingly for Netanyahu, he lays out one by one, yes, of course, Iran is the central one in his mind, but so too is Iraq under Saddam. He supported Hamas. Right. So too is Bashar al-Assad in Syria. Iran, Iraq, Lebanon, Syria, Somalia, Sudan, and Libya. And you know what the plan was? 7 wars in 5 years. The U.S. using Israel? No, no, no. This is Israel using the U.S. as if our military is in their hands, which in effect it is. You take Wolfowitz and you take Feith and you take these neocons and you take Netanyahu. They game planned the whole thing out. Well, I regard Netanyahu as having been our greatest disastrous president of the 21st century because he ran American foreign policy for 20 years and he cost us trillions of dollars. And where is the Middle East today? War in Syria, war in Lebanon, war in Palestine, unrest in Iraq, war in Yemen, chaos in Sudan, chaos in Somalia, chaos in Libya. Great job, Bibi. You did a terrific job.